Hello, one of you, Graham, your Black 73 cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Friday night, the... I was going to check, haven't I? 15th of August, and it's 5 to 10 in the PM. And I'm on top of a mountain. Well, not quite on top of a mountain. Almost on top of a mountain. In the Peak District. In the glorious Peak District. Under a very clear... star-spangled sky. There's a good bit of terminology. Star-spangled. It's an absolutely glorious night. We're actually camped a little bit along. The original plan was to go to Cruxton Knoll, which is at the very eastern end of the Kinder Plateau. And we got down there earlier on this evening, about 5 o'clock, 5:30, something like that. So it was a bit too early to camp. In fact, way too early to camp. But we found a nice sort of ledge just below the end of the knoll. If you check out Dean Reed's video from Cruxton Knoll, you'll see the spot that I mean. And we were going to camp there tonight, but like I say, it was too early, so we decided to go for a walk to get some water, or to top up on our water supply. And we headed along to find a stream, and as we were walking along, we found another little spot, which is where we are now, and it's kind of in the underneath this rocky crag, and in a sort of bowl in the ground. I don't know if it's an old quarry or something, ancient quarry perhaps, I don't know. It looks like a fairly natural crag, but we're kind of surrounded on all sides, so we're fairly sheltered. And it's absolutely perfect. My tent has gone up fine. It's pitched perfectly all right. I don't really know why. I haven't really done anything different. It just seems to have worked tonight. Happy days. I should hopefully get a good night's sleep without having to hang on to the door. Had a bit of dinner. Had a bit of a chat. Had a brew. And now it's time for bed. I'm currently just on the lookout though for meteors, because it's the Perseids meteor shower time. Shower time. But so far, I haven't seen any. I'm seeing lots and lots of stars. I've seen the space station. I'm pretty sure it was a space station. It may have just been a satellite, but I'm pretty sure it was a space station. Not a very bright view of it tonight, but always good to see. I can see the plough just coming up over the top of the crag behind me, which is looking lovely. I can see the W of the W is it Cassiopeia? Cassiopeia is the W, isn't it? I think. That's about all I can make out at the minute. There's a big orange glow coming over from the back. I think that might be Manchester. I'm assuming it's Manchester. So even out here we've got light pollution. But it's lovely all the same. I'm not complaining at all. We've made a couple of friends. I assume we must be in a sheep's bedroom. There's a ewe with a lamb. And they've been hanging around for the last hour and a half maybe. And they keep coming down and having a look. And then running away, and they've literally almost had their heads in the tent at one point. I've just been talking on the phone, and the mother came right up to within a couple of feet of me and then just wandered off. So I guess where we're camped must be where they usually sleep. They've just actually gone up, and looking through the gloom, it looks like they've actually gone to sleep or laid down in underneath the bottom of the crag. So hopefully that's where they'll stay for the night. Otherwise, I suspect we're going to start getting sheep noses poking underneath our tents, looking for bits of food. They seem really tame, considering where they are. It's not like a heavy tourist area. You can imagine sort of tame sheep in areas where there are a high volume of tourists, but where we are now, this is the sort of least, or one of the least lesser popular ends popular parts of Kinder, really. It's a fair trek away from Edale, where the majority of people trek for the Pennine Way, you see. Anyway, I'm waffling. Seriously waffling. So I'm going to shut up. I'm going to spend another couple of minutes looking at this lovely sky and see if I can see any meteors. I'm not holding out much hope. And then I'm going to go to bed. Got to be up early in the morning, because where we are, we're in sight of a footpath. So we have to be out before anybody is likely to walk past. And we are right next to a game crop as well, as in a grouse area. And there are feeders, tended feeders, laid out all over the moor just beyond the hill from where we are. So it is quite possible that we could be getting a gamekeeper or two out here early on to top up the grouse feeders. So obviously we need to be away before they come and knock in. Otherwise we'll get shouted at. Not that they can do anything, all they're going to do is shout at us, but, you know, I'd rather not. So 4:30 alarm, hopefully catch a sunrise, bit of porridge for breakfast, and then off to complete the circuit of Kinder, the Kinder Plateau, as another satellite moves overhead. Ah, oh, this is lovely. Wild camping. Fantastic. Right, I'm going to go. Thank you all for listening. Hope you're all very, very well. And I'll speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye-bye.